Chapter 10. Thursday, June 6, 1776. The People of New York. Why the people are magnificent. In their carriages, which are numerous. In their house furniture, which is fine. In their pride and conceit, which are inimitable. In their profaneness, which is intolerable. In the want of principle, which is prevalent. And in their Toryism, which is insufferable. Letter from Patriot Colonel Henry Knox to his wife, Lucy. Lady Seymour was the first to leave, followed soon after by the gentlemen in the library. Lockton and Madam retired upstairs, releasing Ruth for the evening and leaving me with the cleaning up. For supper, we ate the remainders from the plates of ink-stained and gold buttons, cold tongue, and brown bread. Ruth ate 3 bites, then laid her head down on the table. When Becky left for the night, I held my sister's hand and walked her down the steep stairs. Our bed was a thin mattress, stuffed with old corn husk in front of the potato bin. I helped her out of her skirt and removed my own. Just before I blew out the candle, I asked, "Why were you crying in the parlor today before Becky and me came in? Did Madam hurt you?" Her eyes puddled with tears, and she shook her head from side to side. "No fooling? Did you play or fuss? Was Madam angry with you? Did she hit you?" She sniffed and wiped her nose on the sleeves of her shift. "Shh," she said again. "That wretched woman beat Ruth. I just knew it. She would beat Ruth into total silence if I let her." I kissed her tears and we knelt to pray. When we finally lay down, my fingers felt along the edge of the blanket, looking for the rip that Mama had sewed up with tiny feather stitches. She wouldn't let anyone hurt her children. "Where's my baby?" Ruth muttered, half asleep. "She asked this every night." "That bad man stole your doll baby," I reminded her. "The skinny one who stole us. He took everything."
"Everything?"
I hugged her close. "Almost everything. But I'll get it back. Don't worry. Just go to sleep."
"I can't sleep without my baby."
There was a stubborn note in her voice. "I'll make you another doll, I promise, but not tonight. Want me to sing to you?" I didn't wait for an answer, but started in on an island lullaby that Mama had loved. Ruth lay quiet, her breath steady and slow. By the time the song was over, she was fast asleep. I waited a full hour until the clock struck 11, then slipped out from under the blanket and put my skirt back on. I did not stuff my feet into my shoes. I'd be faster and quieter without them. I climbed up the cellar stairs, freezing with every groan of the old wood. If Madam or Lockton come across me, I'll say I'm on my way to the privy. They couldn't be angry about that. A body must follow the call of nature, even in the dead of the night. The kitchen was so dark, I walked slowly, my hands feeling in front of me so I wouldn't bump into the table or knock over a pitcher on the sideboard. I paused at the back door. The sound of Lockton snoring came from above, like faraway thunder. "I'm on my way to the privy," I reminded myself. "No harm in that." I carefully opened the door and stepped outside. The night air was crisp and smelled faintly of salt. I tiptoed down the back steps and flew past the privy and around the side of the house to the gate, which hid in shadows. My heart pounded so loud I felt sure it would wake the entire street. I had only to open the gate latch and step out. My hand would not move. If I opened the gate, I would be a criminal. Slaves were not allowed out after sunset without a pass from a master. Anyone who caught me could take me to the jail. If I opened the gate, a judge could order me flogged. If I opened the gate, there was no telling what punishment Madam would demand. If I opened the gate, I might die of fright. I leaned my head against the gate. I could not open the gate.
but I had to open the gate. This house was not a safe place. I had to get us out. But there was no way to get out, no way to run away off an island, no way to run with a little girl. The secret of Madam's linen chest was the only key I held. Watch over me, Mama.